you for your generous teachings. I am training my mind and I'm so glad for the Dhamma in my life. However, I'm experiencing migraine attacks almost daily and therefore a lot of uncertainty and dukkha. Will I be able to function today? How bad will it be? Will I throw up? Which medicine will be the most beneficial today? Which side effects can I deal with today? Work with my mind under these conditions is challenging, but I'm up for the challenge at least some of the time. I could use some encouragement, please. And I think one of the things is a time when it's helpful to be proactive in lifting up wholesome mental states, so that rather than neutrally observing miserable feelings, it's really okay. I've got the energy, I've got the interest right now. I can lift up particular thoughts of compassion for oneself, and recognizing, yeah, this is difficult, this is uncomfortable. Not trying to sugarcoat it or make it into something else, but sort of lifting up that quality of compassion and that wish that through this experience of dukkha, may I gain more skill, more wisdom in dealing with this, so that I can help myself and help others. So that's it's a way to encourage oneself and lift up, using that the emotion of compassion. Dukkha is kind of the progenitor or the motivating force, but the result is can be a wholesome mental state, and that tends to being able to hold something that is difficult or is unpleasant with a quality of patience. And patience isn't just sort of putting up with something, waiting for it to be over, but patience is the willingness to be present with what one's experiencing, and then how can I tweak it, how can I work with it, how can I take an interest in it in the sense of what's possible right now. And in doing that, it's important that one doesn't come from a place of idealism, because that's one of the things that really undermines us, is sort of setting some ideal of I'm a Buddhist practitioner and I should just sit with it, or I should be glowing with loving kindness all the time. Being kind to oneself, being compassionate to oneself, and then using that as a seed or as a motivating force for one's seeing, well, what is going to work today? Because you're never sure. Especially with migraines, and it's really not sure. And then, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Holding it with a quality of compassion. Okay.